This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Watch me! Watch me! I got it! Watch me! I got it! Hey! I got something that makes me want to shout. I got something that tells me what it's all about. I got soul, and I'm super bad.
The has hit the fan. President Trump's supposed comments, according to two sources, have riled the virtue signalers who live in their self-righteous bubbles of delusion. In the presence of Senators Durbin and Graham and others, President Trump allegedly said, "Why do we want all these people from Africa here? They're sh-hole countries. We should have more people from Norway." Ironically, back in 2015, former President Obama praised Ted Kennedy's 1965 Immigration and Nationality Act, a big notch on the belt for the United Nations replacement migration agenda. Katie McHugh, writing for Breitbart in 2015, said, "How have Kennedy's promises stood up to the passage of time? 50 years later, the Census Bureau predicts that the foreign-born population is set to increase 85% by 2060, where Hispanics will see their numbers grow by the tens of millions, and native-born whites are the only group expected to decline in both absolute numbers and fertility rates. 50 years later, the U.S. places no numerical limit on the immediate family members of aliens admitted into the country, despite holding only 5% of the world's population. The U.S. is the most popular destination in the world for immigrants, attracting 20% of all the world's migrants. 50 years later, the U.S. allows some 11 to 20 million illegal aliens to squat on its territory while allowing over 1 million more each year to legally enter the country. 50 years later, the native-born population of whites, blacks, Hispanics, Asians, Jews, and all the rest suffer economic loss while the foreign-born see net job growth." Is there more to the president's alleged shocking remarks? Seeing as DACA has been a frustrating odyssey standing in the way of national security, namely the campaign promise of the wall. And while Nancy Pelosi makes outright racist remarks about white people,
the five white guys, I call them, you know, I said, "You're going to open a hamburger stand next or what?" The very idea that this week they're saying, "Oh, why don't we get four white guys and General Kelly to come and do this?" You have to understand, in our caucus, we are blessed with great diversity.
The Mockingbird media that Pew Research recently discovered is the most biased in the world is flipping the script. Anderson Cooper has predictably declared the statement racist, even though race wasn't an issue.
"Perhaps the White House feels the president's remarks will be well received in some parts of this country, among some parts of the president's base. And perhaps that is true. But it doesn't make what he said any less ignorant or any less racist. Not racially charged, racist. Let's not kid ourselves. Let's not pretend or dance around it. The sentiment the president expressed today is a racist sentiment."
This is how the psych warfare people do it. They go, "We'll declare he's now caved into us so that it'll look like he's double-crossed if he doesn't. And then we'll also say to the base he's betrayed them, and that'll give us more leverage, and we'll chip away at that, pushing him more into our arms. And then we can still set him up and bring him down later once we've gotten rid of his base." That's the Machiavellian strategy.
Virginia Governor McAuliffe has threatened the president with violence, and former Mexican President Vicente Fox has declared Trump's mouth the foulest hole in the world. While the media and all the naysayers on Capitol Hill devolve into spineless mudslinging children, Americans carry on through a fog of indifference, knowing that deep down we can identify with the frustration generated by our political system as it races towards yet another government shutdown. Senators have agreed to a bipartisan fix for DACA, a fix that ignores the president's proposals, downgraded by publications like the Daily Beast, writing, "A top Senate Democratic aide said that the party would be open to agreeing to items such as additional drone operations, fencing, and sensors, but not a presidential vanity project."
All right,
of course, everyone knows best.
The full report,
the American people,
is up on InfoWars.com. We'll be right back with James O'Keefe on the other side, getting into how they're using Crapgate to cover up key issues.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product in InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
We've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, he's not just one of the greatest investigative journalists of our time. He's one of the greatest investigative journalists of all time. And this isn't about tooting his horn, because he's not into that. James O'Keefe and the great folks at Veritas Project, Project Veritas. It's about recognizing the reason we're even still here halfway as a country and as those that love freedom worldwide. Bombshell, number one story, not in mainstream media, but was becoming that. But on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube, top of all the trends, it was Shadow Bandgate, the admissions, eight different executives of Twitter admitting massive censorship. Well, right on time, a whole new distraction, more fake news. President says he didn't say it. Just like 2 weeks ago, they said, he said Haitians all have AIDS. Isn't true. Clinton's robbed Haiti. That's okay. He gives them extra AIDS. He's a bad guy. So James O'Keefe of Veritas is going to give us his take on this and the next shoe to drop and to see what happened since this other fake story obscured his vetted true story, where we have video and audio of them saying it, not just more Democrats led into the White House making stuff up. I mean, I could say sources say Trump raped a little girl last night and then roasted her in an oven with an apple in her mouth. Total horse manure. What if I'd have said that 1,000 times? Like these people like Jim Acosta with all his fake news saying Trump didn't meet with Scalise, or, you know, that the Flynn is flipped. He admits he's a Russian agent. None of it true. That's all ABC News, CNN. So joining us is the consummate journalist just for the next 8 minutes. And, of course, that is the man that heads up Project Veritas. That is James O'Keefe. So give us a report, sir.
Well, Alex, the video yesterday was a sensation. It blew up the Internet, blew up Silicon Valley. And right on time, the media changed the subject to a single source quote from the president that there may be audio, but there's no audio video. And I saw a report in the Washington Post, and it said something like, there's no evidence to suggest he did not say this. I mean, follow the logic. There's no evidence to suggest he did not say, we have audio video evidence of people in big tech actually saying these things about targeting people who are, quote, rednecks. And targeting people, not radical ideas, but the American flag. They have an algorithm that targets these key words. So you may be saying, well, they've won the battle this week, and I, of course, always have more videos in my pocket. I'm going to wait till Monday morning, and then I'm going to drop the really inflammatory one, and we'll get back the news cycle.
And this is what they're doing. This thing where every time he brings Democrats in and to work with them, they make crap up, and they've been caught over and over and over and over again. I mean, there's got to be some repercussions. The Washington Post is not journalist. Jeff Bezos owns it, the richest man in the world. The Mexican kingpin, who isn't even Mexican, the guy from the Middle East, Carlos Slim, owns the New York Times. This is a joke.
Well, they're doubling down, Alex. They're losing their relevance and legitimacy. When they see stories like the one that was broken this week, when they see James Damore suing Google, when they see Charles Johnson, Roger Stone, and Milo Yiannopoulos suing Twitter, and when they see videotapes of nine Twitter executives saying that they shadow ban, their words, not mine, shadow ban and downrank people. By the way, S-H-I-T-T-Y people. They use the same word about some of us. They use that word about not right-wing extremists, but moderate voices. They call them S-H-I-T-T-Y people. When that happens, they go, oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
It's almost like someone in the deep state was like, here, hold my beer. CNN, why don't you throw something up on the Chiron? I mean, this is how these people work.
It all just clicked. That's why you're the genius you are, literally. That's it. They always semantically reverse. If the Clintons are in bed with the Russians, they say we're in bed with the Russians. If they want to raise taxes, they say Trump wants to. And there it is. They're calling, knowing, oh, my God, they're calling their users S-H-I-T people. They're calling whites rednecks and S-H-I-T people. They're calling Julian Assange a hero, this and that. They're admitting it. This is the thing worse than deplorables, calling his supporters deplorables. And they go, it's okay. He just met with them on the Haitian thing. We'll just say he's home. Semantically, because that's what they do. They reverse. Oh, my God. That's it right there.
Yep, they semantically reversed it, Alex, because in the beginning of the tape that rocked Silicon Valley, the mast-headed drudge, everyone's seen it, all the sources I have in Silicon Valley, the Woman's Trust and Safety Council, which is the policy part of Twitter, how Orwellian sounding is that, trust and safety? But she goes, we take the S-H-I-T-T, there it is, we're trying to get the S-H-I-T-T-Y people to not show up. It's a product thing we're working on. It's called downranking or shadow banning. And then a few hours later, suddenly the Chiron on CNN, it says that Trump called these countries S-H-I-T. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. It's like a truth is stranger than fiction, Alex.
I was about to say.
We have to be guerrilla not only in how we gather the information, but how we release it. Because we are taking on the palace guard. You got to circumvent them somehow.
Unbelievable. You know, there was something I was missing going, this is the same word. It's the exact. And so they're not creative, I've noticed. I always wonder why when I say something, they'll steal it and reverse it upside down because they're not creative. And that's it. That's it. They didn't know what to do. This was the number one story trending. They're calling us all, if we're white, S-H-I-T. They've been hired by the globalists to bring in this whole system. They're in trouble. They know they're in trouble, so they just reverse it. I think you're on target, brother.
Yeah, it's bad, but of course we actually are. As you noticed, Alex, the first video was there. They may be sharing Trump's private direct messages with the Justice Department, and people were like, "Oh, you can't prove it." The second video was them calling people they don't like S-H-I-T-T-Y and saying they're shadow banning people who are rednecks and quote have the American flag in their tweets. And you may think that, "Oh, that's the best he's got." No, I've got more, and we're gonna keep pushing. We're gonna keep putting pressure on him. And Alex, this was actually trending on Twitter, this video yesterday, and it had some 50, 60,000 tweets with the hashtag shadow ban, and they actually shadow banned the trend shadow ban. It was trending, but it was lower than...
And they also banned you for a day or so as well to stop.
Yeah, they've banned me and they've reinstated me because Twitter knows that if they ban me, it's only gonna it's a Streisand effect. They can't ban me for...
They only ban you for a while when you're about to go to number one.
Yeah, and then they reinstate you. But we've got more tapes. We actually have a tape, and I have a message for Jack Dorsey, who's maybe watching this.
The head of Twitter, Jack Dorsey.
Jack Dorsey is CEO of Twitter. Jack, every Monday morning you come out of Blue Bottle Coffee in San Francisco on Market Street. You may recall interacting with some people who you thought were hobos or businessmen. Well, just I want you to spend the weekend thinking about what you might have said to these individuals, because Monday is going to rock your world.
You know, it's funny. I got a call from one of my high-level Pentagon sources, and he said, "We are about to destroy Jack Dorsey yesterday." I didn't know it had anything to do with you. Is that what this has to do with? Because they say they've got something big on Jack Dorsey.
Well, they may have something. I don't know what your sources have. They may have something different than what I have. But a lot of my undercover journalists have been interacting with a lot of Jack Dorsey's top engineers. And some of the things they're doing, Alex, with your private information. I don't send private information on direct messages, but a lot of people send direct messages on Twitter. And what they're doing with your information, how they're exploiting
it. Well, we know they're revenge porning, aren't they?
Well, you're going to have to wait and see. I'm not going to scoop myself here Monday morning.
Well, the word is the Twitter folks are using their private network as a dark web, not just with our info, but they're trading in people's private messages with what I got from our sources. Is that where you're going?
That's where I'm going. And you'll hear it and see it Monday morning, and we'll take back the news cycle again.
Wow, incredible, because that's what they do with Facebook, Google, Twitter, Amazon. They take our data, they use it off these systems that spy on us, and they sell that data, and now they've created a whole new dark web with your videos and your private photos of you, your wife, your boyfriend, your whatever it is, and it's a whole industry underground. Wow. How devastating do you think this will be by Monday when this comes out? What time does this drop at Project Veritas on Monday?
I think it's going to be 9 a.m. Eastern time. It'll be pretty devastating. You know, all these things, Alex, confirm suspicions. I thought the DOJ video was going to be devastating, but they weasel the way out. So we have to shame them, Alex. And the only way to shame them is to figure out, where does their moral boundary lie? How bad does it have to get before they say, okay, this is wrong? Right now, I think they think what they're doing is actually quite good. And they're getting patted on the back by their friends in mainstream media, the cartels of mainstream media protecting big tech. So we're going to shame them by exposing just how awful they can be and perverted they can be and exploitative they can be. So stay tuned Monday morning, Project Veritas releasing part three of this investigation.
Wow. Promise me. I know you're busy, but you'll come on early next week.
Absolutely.
All right, James O'Keefe. We'll be back with more huge breaking news. This is incredible. That's exactly what I got from my intel sources. Because, you know, the Pentagon obviously wants to look at these private networks of leftists that they think we don't see. And reportedly, it's bad. Get ready.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035.
That's 800-667-9035.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, there's a new Time magazine cover out. And they put an image of Trump, his hair is fire, but I'm told Jack Posobiec added the term onto it, that year one, and I'm growing. You can say what you want about Trump, but he's getting rid of the globalists, and he's actually trying to restore basic free market capitalism, and it's been explosive. That said, I don't just say James O'Keefe's super smart. I have tracked everything he's done, as a lot of you have, obviously, and it's all been devastating. And there's not many people out there that I can say have done as much as we've done. Drudge has done more overall. Trump has done more because of the scale. And, you know, right up there is James O'Keefe. And I just celebrate his team, his group, his people. And we want to try to move into that mode as well. And we do some of that. It's just that type of detective work is very expensive and it's very, very focused. And, it's something we want to do. You know, I'm going to have Millie Weaver in here with a bunch of breaking news in the next segment, and a bunch of other things I haven't gotten to yet. Talk about the things we're not looking at while this big distractionary story is there. But when O'Keefe was getting into the stuff he's going to release Monday, and as he said, a lot of this is so bad you don't want to release it, but they don't ever stop. And that's the info I've got, is that Twitter, obviously, like Google or other platforms, can turn on your phones. They can turn on the audio. They can turn on the video. And they have encouraged a culture where they just lawlessly, I mean, you hear about people about to go to jail in the government for spying without warrants with FISA and stuff, and they should get in trouble. But you've got these tech giants, I keep trying to explain to everybody, that are bigger and more out of control than the government bureaucracies. And they're trying to become the government. I mean, Bezos controls trillions. He's worth $107 billion. A couple days ago, it was $104 billion. And the money is all out of a scam and out of government contracts and out of monopoly and out of government kickbacks and government funding. And Trump says we should get rid of that. And the Washington Post comes out 2 weeks ago and says he thinks all the black people in Haiti have AIDS. Didn't ever say it. And now it's up that they're a crap hole and all this stuff. And that's pretty obvious. Because Trump's about to say taxpayers aren't paying $1.48 for every package you got. We're not going to let you run sweatshops. We're not going to let you get CIA funding. Yeah, now two Republican senators claim to have not heard Trump's SH-T whole country remark. Let me tell you something. If Trump did it, he'd own up to it. But I've had long conversations with Trump, obviously on air but off air, and I'm not going to give any inside baseball about Trump. But let's just say the grass is always green on the other side. And Trump does not dislike black people. And they just better watch out for when the time comes for the ace in the hole. Because the aces, there's some black aces down in the hole, folks. And I'm going to leave it at that. That's why people like, you know, he's out of control and had a bad issue before. You know, he's an interesting businessman. That's why Don King loves him and everything else. Donald Trump, the big secret is, really likes black people. And What he likes is interesting, alive, aggressive people. He doesn't like black thugs or white thugs or anything like that. But, you know, Donald Trump likes black people. And there's a big ace in the hole waiting from the times that the president has not been married. And a lot of other things. But the point is that I'm sick of them playing the race card over and over and over and over again when he got all the awards from NAACP for hiring record numbers of blacks and putting them in management positions if they performed. That's why Dennis Rodman loves him. Everybody else who's been around him is black, going back 30, 40 years, loves Donald Trump. Because Donald Trump doesn't care what color you are or if you're gay or whatever it is. If you get the job done, you're going to be promoted. You don't, you're fired. And I look, just pull up the graph of the last, the graph on Zero Hedge and the graph on the CNBC is like only 20 years. There's another one I saw for 40 years, but the Bureau of Labor Statistics was set up, what was it, 70-something years ago. Pull it up. Black unemployment is the lowest it's been since World War II. Now, see, this is the difference between media. Yeah, look at it under Obama and all the Democrats, super high, now super low. Obama is over here telling you how much he loves you all day when you had record unemployment, 15%. Now it's down at, what, 5.5%? See, that's the difference. And these aren't going to be McDonald's jobs. These are $25, $30, $40 an hour. And by the way, white unemployment is the lowest it's been in 30-plus years. And that's what makes me so angry, is that I'm pragmatic, too. I want everybody to do good. I don't want the left out there brainwashing people, turning them into crazy racists, and then the whites all get racist, and we're all in our little weird groups. And and along comes Trump. It totally delivers uphill. And these criminals at the KKK Democratic Party, they come along and they piss all over it. And it's sick. It's extremely sick. But all the black people love Donald Trump. He was in more rap songs, more stuff. They all loved him until he ran for president. And then they were told he's the worst guy since Hitler. All the black people like Trump because all the contracts and all the money they made with him and how he brought them in. But Kanye West thinks he's the best thing since sliced bread. But Hillary Clinton says black people are super predators and are bad. And you know what? You got a lot of black folks that are acting like predators out attacking white people. It's all over the news. Liberals go, yeah, I walked out of the plane and six black guys beat me up saying I was a Trump supporter. I voted for Hillary. And it's some gay white guy. But see, that's the excuse to sit there and attack whoever you want. But if you're a racist black person and shoot your mouth off at Donald Trump, he's going to slap your ass right back. But it's all a load of crap. So, by every metric, black people, by the way, he just signed up for prison reform so that blacks don't get more jail time for cocaine than whites. Oh, that's in the news today, but you won't hear about it. You know who got that pass was the Clintons, right? Now, if I was a real racist, I'd play the race card and be a Democrat and manage everybody via race and sit back and act like I'm this big loving person while I'm turning the white people into racist again because I've turned you, the minorities, into frothing, foaming at the mouth, crazed racist. But you know what? I'm taking the high road just like Donald Trump. And I'm going to promote prosperity and freedom for everybody. And I'm going to call it like it is and just move forward. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. So much more on the other side. As we sit here in this glorious America that's like a heaven hole. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Ben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on the Alex Jones Show.
Waging war on corruption, crashing the lies and disinformation. I'm going for another couple hours in the war room with Owen Schroyer, and of course the great Roger Stone's coming up. Millie Weaver's here riding shotgun with us into the next hour or some. I did not even plug last hour. I've gotten so busy covering news and information, but I'm just going to leave it at that. That if you go to InfoWarsStore.com, we've sold out of many of our best-selling items because we're selling them at 50% off. But we have extended the sale 15% off on our flagship combo of InfoWars Store products to help you start outright. We're bringing you a combo that includes our best and most popular products ever. The InfoWars Life Essential Pack includes fan favorite fan favorite, ladies and gentlemen, products, Survival Shield X2, Survival Shield Secret 12, and Super Male Vitality, all at
InfoWars Life Essentials.
No, I'm just telling them to cut your mic. It's just doing an echo. It's no big deal. It doesn't matter. The InfoWars Life Essential Pack includes fan favorite products, Survival Shield X2, Secret 12, and Super Male Vitality, all at special price of 50% off to help you start the year with a bang. We also offering double points for our loyal Patriot Points members when you purchase the new pack. You normally get 5% off on your next item or in your points. Now you're getting 10% off. No reward system does that. So you sign up now or you buy stuff now, 10% off. It's an additional. Do the auto ship, additional 10% off. So many of these are lost leaders with the Patriot points you already have, or they're free with the Patriot points you earned, or with the free shipping, or with the other points that you get. It's just insane. Survival Shield X2 is the perfect opportunity to try the power of nascent iodine. Our high-quality proprietary formula is derived from ancient sea salts that help supercharge your functions. Super Male Vitality will help boost your vitality, libido, energy. It's amazing. Try it out. And finally, Secret 12 will help deliver a boost of energy and health with an advance in all-natural beef 12 formula that's absorbed under the tongue. Together with these products, we have over 13,000 reviews with a combined 4.8 out of 5-star rating. These flagship products are fan favorites for a reason. They're healthy, affordable, and will support keeping your body strong, natural, and energized. Don't miss out on the most incredible sale of our flagship products. Yes. So get your InfoWars Life Essential Pack Double Patriot Points today and start the year off right, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, sometimes with the mic audio, it's weird. Sometimes it's off, so it doesn't echo or head redundant feedback. So I was just kind of pointing at the mic, hey, kill that, because it was echoing in my ear. But I know you're a big fan of the products. Briefly, Millie, this is unscripted. What are your favorite products from InfoWarsLife.com?
Well, definitely the X2 is a staple, but I've also been really enjoying the new enzymes and probiotics that we also have as well. I was originally taking the probiotics that we had, but this new probiotic I seem to be getting even better results with. I also really like the Secret 12. That one really gives me energy, and I cannot do without the vitamin mineral fusion, because you have to be getting those minerals from somewhere. Our food supply is depleted. We typically aren't getting the right amount of minerals as we should be, so it's important to have a mineral supplement.
Crazy. I'm the guy that was never really into this, but our big sponsors were supplements. And then I had Dr. Groupmother saying, why don't you actually try them? And I lost like 60-something pounds. And I've been working really hard lately and haven't even been working out and stuff. But because of the supplements, I'm lighter than I was 15 years ago. And I've just got to remember, take the vitamin mineral fusion. Give it to the kids. Take the immune boost. Take the X2. Take the Secret 12. I don't need another cup of coffee at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock when I get off. If I just take the Secret 12 about an hour before, it gives me the natural energy. It's just amazing. And then you're funding the InfoWar. And listen, audience, you've done a great job. But we're under attack. They've taken our sponsors. They've taken our Google ads. They've tried to shut us down.
Right.
Despite that, we brought in as much revenue last year as we did before. But I'm expanding, as everybody can see. So I haven't paid myself from last year. I intend to with something so I can pay my bills. But my bank accounts are actually shrinking because, and I'm not complaining, I'm just all in. So please, InfoWarsStore.com, commit to go peruse the videos, the books, the films, the Brain Force, all of it. Find the items you like. Sign up for AutoShip. Get 10% off. And know, like, your tithe to the truth, your tithe to standing against Soros and the globalists. With you doing that, we've come through the storm. So I salute you. We've changed the world. We're the tip of the spear. We're under massive attack. We're going to have you and Roger for the next 3 segments. Let's go to Roger Stone. I haven't talked to him since last night to get his take on Crapgate, and just how incredible it looks using the same thing. We have Twitter executives calling their users any Christians, any conservatives, Trump, Julian Assange, American flag, SHIT people. They always invert. Then they say, oh, he said this quote, the same thing, to change the number one story from the truth to a lie. We have video. They don't.
Exactly.
Trump has all these witnesses saying he didn't say it. What do you make of this, Roger Stone?
I got to tell you, Alex, I've been watching CNN. I've seen Jake just whip himself into a... This is the best day this guy's had in years as they try to trounce on the president. But they had to find some way to distract from the fact that African-American unemployment is at the all-time lowest it has ever been in the entire nation's history. They've got to find some way to distract from that. And what better way is this entire charade? Speaking of which, have you been to Haiti recently? If it weren't for the Clintons stealing all of that earthquake relief money, virtually all of it, literally billions, the country is destitute. The situation is dismal there. There is no housing. There are no schools. Disease is rampant. Unemployment is out of control. The country is a basket case. Why? Because after they were hit by natural disasters, Bill, as the head of the UN task force, and Hillary Clinton, heading the U.S. State Department, stole literally every single penny for themselves and their cronies, leaving Haiti in the dismal state it's in today.
Imagine if the president announced a press conference or a 30-minute speech to the American people saying, you know, the Clintons stole $2 billion. Even the media admits 99% of the money that was given. They're involved in all this. I've had aid for Haiti. I didn't say these things. And I call for criminal investigations of what they did in Haiti. The Haiti president, everybody's saying they robbed. The robbery is still ongoing. It's been going on. And imagine if you had a press conference to get back in their face and say, this is a counter to black unemployment being the lowest it's ever been in modern history. And my speeches and my commitment to try to direct new jobs, businesses, industry to black impoverished areas, true systems to actually help bring people up, true affirmative action. Shouldn't he have a press conference, say, tomorrow night or a speech to counter them right between the eyes?
I think it's good advice. I've always believed in the immediate counterattack. Now, is there video existing of the president saying this?
No.
I haven't seen any. So, and the president denies it, and his witnesses say he didn't say it. So it looks to me like a mainstream media manufacturer, and it's meant as a distraction from the fact that Senator Feinstein got caught red-handed breaking the law in trying to further the Fusion GPS charade, the fact that the economy is cooking like never before, that the North and South Koreans are now at the table thanks to Donald Trump. Oh, my God, we've got to distract from all this good news. Trump is not only making America great, but he's moving us towards peace. So let's manufacture a new crisis in which we're able to call it racist.
Exactly. You know, Roger, it does make sense that this could just be more fake news, because we even saw that the fake news media edited up a clip from that DACA meeting saying that Trump was going back on his DACA campaign promises, which we all know if you watch the entire meeting, it's far from the truth, and they remove crucial points there. So it's very likely that, you know, this is not true, and Trump denying it makes it even more so.
Well, and you've got some great points you're going to make right when we come back. But exactly, they lie at every angle. They tell supporters he's going to totally say 50 million can come here. You can be 80 years old from another country, you can come here. And then he didn't do that. And they hit the other side and go, oh, he's going to kill all the Mexicans. And then they go, oh, and he hates black people. And they go, oh, see, he's going to sell us out on DACA. Oh, he didn't do DACA. They lie at every level. It's just like total lies, total fraud. We're going to talk about that with Roger Stone, Millie Weaver, and more straight ahead, InfoWars.com.
You deserve it.
People are waking up. They're standing up to those pushing pesticides and GMOs as safe alternatives for a starving world. What a bunch of crap! I tell you, I'd rather eat dirt. So, I drink Life Change Tea. It's an herbal drink, cleansing my body of toxic sludge and nasty chemicals, and of course, ridding the intruders that are hidden in my so-called food. And by the way, Life Change Tea is non-GMO and organic. No fillers, no yuck. Just a great defense against you-know-what. May the supplement force awaken you. Don't fall to the dark side. Sorry. I went to the movies last night. Anyway, enough said. How do you get that herbal drink and change your life? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You will awaken. You will get stronger, and you might even lose a bit of weight. So awaken to Life Change Tea and the many one-of-a-kind supplements at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. May the supplement force be with you.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Spinal Tap, you know, makes a joke about their hellhole countries like North Korea or Venezuela. I mean, countries that don't have running water and have sewage running down the streets. That's how people do it. You just crap in the street. That's where the term S-H-I-T, you know, hole comes from. But the president says he hasn't said it. You've got these witnesses saying he hasn't said it. I want to know why the Oxford Dictionary says that they should be shut down and arrested because language is evil. Roger Stone riding shotgun with us. Rob New coming up. Millie Weaver, you've got a bunch of points to make, and I want to get Roger's take on what Trump needs to do about this, because you can't sit there while the Washington Post and Jeff Bezos, the richest man in the world from slave labor and government kickbacks, does this. It's time to break his ass right now in his monopoly and take away his $1.48 he gets on every package.
Well, what's pretty clear to me after watching the entire meeting that was aired by the press, where Trump sat down with Democrat and Republican lawmakers to put together this DACA bill, what was apparent was that the Republicans were more than willing to compromise, and actually there were a good amount of Democrats that were willing to compromise, but there seemed to be a handful, like Senator Feinstein and others, that wanted to come out and say, well, no, we just want DACA, but we don't want to have to give an inch. We just want DACA. We don't want to give on the border security, which we know Trump is trying to push through with that. And so what I feel is that Trump made statements on Twitter that they put forward a really bad offer, which most likely we can assume he rejected. And this is the Democrats' way of throwing a hissy fit. Throwing a fit saying, look, the DACA thing isn't going to go through because Trump's a racist, not because we aren't willing to compromise. And that is exactly what they're trying to do here.
Yeah, so they just cooked it up and made it up.
Exactly.
And he's got to just counter that. Roger Stone, I mean, what does Trump need to do right now? I mean, this isn't really hurting him. In fact, it's backfiring, even though he didn't say it. People are going, yeah, Haiti is a crap hole or whatever. You know, didn't put down the people. It's a crap hole because the Clintons robbed it.
Well, look, Alex, Donald Trump is the greatest counterpuncher in American politics, maybe the greatest counterpuncher in our American political history. And he needs to get on offense. This is obviously a calculated distraction from the fact that he's succeeding across the board. Record stock market, unemployment at all-time lows. African-American unemployment at the all-time low. The South and North Koreans in peace talks. ISIS on the run. A solid conservative on the U.S. Supreme Court. Trump is delivering in spades. The Democrats must distract somehow from it. If I were the president, I would use the bully pulpit. I would call a televised address to the nation, and I would get out there and counterpunch. The greatest single amount of chutzpah I've seen is a tweet I just read from Hillary Clinton, which accuses the president of being racist. Racist, Hillary? No, denying your husband's son, Danny Williams, banishing him. That's racist.
Calling black people super predators and passing laws to give them more time for the same drugs. We can play the clips of her saying it.
Exactly. Trump should actually point out what the Clinton Foundation did in Haiti and talk about, you know, Democrats want to bring these people here as the solution. Why not talk about, you know, the people staying there fixing the nation and Clinton Foundation companies not robbing those nations from funds that would have helped
exactly.
them.
But again, I can't believe they're even trying to get away with this. I mean, this is just so transparent. Roger, this shows they're not giving up. I mean, listen, I'm against monopolies anyways, but you've got Google, Facebook, Twitter, all admittedly involved in censorship. You got Bezos owning the Washington Post as fake news. I think Trump needs to move against them and break them up right now. They're not ever going to come to the table. They are out to destroy this country. They're globalists. We got to deal with them right now. What do you think, Roger?
Well, but then you saw the president, solid instincts on the massive citizen surveillance bill before the United States Senate, tweets correctly that this is being used to spy on the American people, had been abused in the spying on his campaign, and then the very people that he hired, the people he appointed, and the quislings in Congress get to him, and they turn him around. Again, the president's instincts correct, the people around him undermining those instincts. So he's got to get back on offense and realize this is all a giant mainstream media Democratic bait and switch. We've got to get people distracted from the fact that Trump is delivering, that America is on its way back. I'm for the fireside chat. I'm for the televised national address to the country. The country would be riveted and the president would regain the initiative.
And they'd have to not just a press conference, not just him, occasionally out talking to some firefighters. He needs to just look right in that camera and go over his points, and go on the attack about the foundation,
exactly.
The Clintons. Look how fast Ted Cruz quit when he brought up his dad in the CIA and all that in the Bay of Pigs. I mean, he needs to go on total offense. But like you said, we now know why this happened. Despite everything, his instincts, despite the insiders, the attacks, everything, we have the economy turned around, 2 million new jobs, record black unemployment. All these good things happening, double the amount of appointments for people in the VA and services, you know, turning the corner in less than 1 year because of his instincts and his will. But I was part of it. We were all conned by it, or at least most of us. Bannon goes in. We want to believe he's the good guy. The media told us he's the bad guy, so he's the good guy. He goes in. He betrays. He brings in the globalists. He sabotages. He prepares the 25th Amendment. He gets caught, thrown overboard. We still cruise forward. Weakened and wounded, but stronger than the globalists by far. And it's just so clear that now because of Bannon, who brought in the coterie of globalists, the president isn't able to implement everything. And if they weren't in the way, where would we be, Roger, right now if it wasn't for Stephen Bannon and his Benedict Arnold Judas Iscariot type activity.
No, I think you put your finger on it. What's amazing is how much the president has been able to achieve, given the intractable opposition of the two-party duopoly and the elites of both of the national parties, which still resent his election, still can't get over it. He not only has their deep enmity, but their resolve to remove him has not flagged a single inch. I go back to New Year's Eve when we were high-fiving each other, and I said, you know, we're at a high point right now, but they will still seek to take him down. They will never admit his success. They hate his love for this country. They hate the fact that he's committed to a reform agenda and that he's destroying the...
They call it mentally ill. They call it mentally ill. You're supposed to be a psychopath and screw all the people of the world. The things he's doing for us will raise wages globally. They've been erased to the bottom, like Ross Perot said. The elites want totally poor people in coffin apartments they control. Bezos admits that. And then Trump's countering that with a prosperity message. And all these people, Africa's being told you can't have cars, you can't have air conditioning by Obama. Trump says, yeah, you can have it all. And it's so obvious.
It is obvious. And, you know, Roger, I have a question for you. Do you think that it's possible that we could actually see the president come out and address the Project Veritas videos on Twitter and the censorship that has been going on and discrimination against people who have certain political...
Imagine a weekly address on each of these topics.
Exactly.
It would devastate them.
Like a fireside chat of issues, and he goes on the offense instead of always being on the defense for the fake...
What we're saying is it must happen. They need to stop tying his hands, his instincts... Gosh, but the thing is that he's got advisors who give him disinfo. It's just, Roger, what do we do? This is so riveting, I can't turn away.
Well, you're exactly right. They are moving very, very, very quickly to shut down our access to social media. The reforms announced by Facebook yesterday, if you read...
It says if it's not friendly and nice, we're banning it, but the Democrats can say they're going to murder us. If we say, don't murder me, that's bad.
Well, and there's a direct quote. We're going to be showing you less news and more of what we want you to see. They're closing down channels on Facebook. Millions have already been disenfranchised. I know Republicans and conservatives and liberty-minded folks who own major Facebook channels who have lost millions and millions of followers and access in the last 72 hours. This is coming very rapidly. As the president crows about his prowess on social media, but he has to come to grips with the fact that they are moving aggressively to shut him down.
By the way, the communist Chinese 2 years ago announced this, where if you don't support their system, they're going to downgrade you on their own social media. And now they're showing you, going, be positive, go along, shut up, and we'll make you big. If you don't, you're gone. But then by the time they've got everybody, they shut that down, too. Now is the time.
Our country has never been more divided now that we have social media. If you really think about it, it's because we have these...
Oh, it was designed for a globalist takeover. We used it to defeat them.
They're trying to create a civil war. They're trying to create division. And then when you have Democrats out there in the media saying, oh, we're going to punch the president. Oh, you know, president is racist without any...
Sitting governor of Virginia.
Exactly.
But then he can say that. That can be on Twitter, Google, and Facebook. We just can't say that's wrong. That's not coming together in the little cult of the trendy, so that can't be heard. No, we're just going to call for Scalise's death and Trump's death, and you're going to sit there and take it. I want to come back with both of you after the 70-second break and recap this, Millie, because this is it. This is the fight. You want to defend the Republic? Trump was only the beachhead. You have to hand spread the live links. You've got to absolutely support these transmissions, or they're going to win, and then Katie bar the door.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.